Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 14, International Wax Vibrations, on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Now let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
Electric Letter Boogie!
I'm a baby.
Welcome to the show, and thank you for digging into show number 14, International Wax Vibrations. Today's show is all bands and musicians from outside of the United States. We are currently on a Virgin Australia flight departing Melbourne, Australia, and you will need to stay tuned in for our next destination. That super simple catchy track was Spanish Jacket by Digger and the Pussycats, a duo from Melbourne who have been releasing material since around 2004. Spanish Jacket was played from the 2008 album Let's Go to Hospital on P Trash Records. Mars for the Rich by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, who are from Melbourne as well. This version of Mars for the Rich is an interesting demo spun from the 2021 double LP limited edition of 500 Newbury Comics copies gatefold gray with green and black splatter wax. It is titled Demos Volume 1 and Volume 2. I have a bunch of their records as they've become rock stars and continually churn out wax gold year after year. Freedom of Information by Osmutints, if I am the pronunciation is correct on that. It seems that it is sometimes impossible to pronounce places and titles correctly if you are not from there or have at least spent time there. Anyways, Freedom of Information is the first track from the album Order of Operation on Goner Records and released in 2014. Goner Records is a very cool label located in Memphis, Tennessee, so this was a US release, and the Australian release of this album is on Arct Records. Thank you, Goner, for making this one accessible here in the States. And starting the show off this afternoon was Electric Glitter Boogie by Power from their first album titled Electric Glitter Boogie. Power is a metal punk band from Melbourne, Australia. Online, the music they play is described as pub rock. This album was first released in 2015 on Cool Death Records. What We Spun is a 2017 US release on In the Red Records, and the wax is a translucent red color that came in a lizard embossed gatefold sleeve. This record kept being taken out of the show's script, and I knew that it deserved to kick things off on today's show. Oh, did you hear before? Yeah, the time for your love. Oh, and your baby looks so sweet when she's watching the ball. Now the smell from the kitchen got you buzzing at the sea. You want a butter feed, you better whip up some cream.
tell you, baby, what you wanna eat.
Ham, I can take it, ham, I can take it, ham. Mashed potato, chicken pie, mashed potato, chicken pie. Roast bacon by the side, roast, roast it by the side. And a side of beef.
We'll be right back.
As our flight touches down in the wonderful and vast northern country of Canada, everybody Sexarino by the St. Laurent, Quebec, Canada band Les Sexarinos, active from around 1999 to 2002. This sweet 7-inch containing 4 songs is titled Finger Party and is on the label Sacco Records and was released in 2000. All 4 members of the band had quirky stage names having to do with the band's shtick. On the Right Side by Skip Jensen and his Shaken Feet, who is this bluesy, rockin' one-man band from Montreal, Canada. This 7-inch record is on Yakisakana Records and was released in France 2003. The artist reports recording this at his home and in his room and in the bathroom during the last bit of 2001 and the beginning of 2002. What's for Dinner? By the King Kong and Barbecue Show. Originally from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and they still get together to play today. What's for Dinner is the title, a track spun from the 2006 album, What's for Dinner, on In the Red Records. I have a picture prints from when we saw them perform in Providence, Rhode Island. This record was recorded at Amoon Studios in Berlin, 2006.
Come on, baby.
The last three tracks played are bands from Japan, and the last track we heard is titled Woman on the Screen by the Tokyo-based band Boris. I scored this sweet record in Boston at a Boris show, and it is a 20th anniversary edition of the Pink album. At this show, they played the album all the way through, and in the spirit of commemoration, it is a North American exclusive of around 600 copies, double 12-inch neon magenta with white and black splatter wax, with an etched fourth side released on Relapse Records. Concrete Punk by Guitar Wolf, also of Tokyo, which appears on the B-side of the 2011 album Space Battleship Love, which is all one word. The record was released by Guitar Wolf Records in the United States, and there is a European release on the Sweet Okapi Records. I gotta tell ya, I wish that I was a peeing. Yeah. Bomb the Twist by the 5678s, and for the third time, you know it, from Tokyo, Japan. Bomb the Twist is from the 10-inch EP titled Bomb the Twist, which is on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records and was released in 1996 in the U.S. Sympathy for the Record Industry Records is a label run by Long Gone John in Olympia, Washington, since around 1988. I have quite a few records that Long Gone John has released, and I also have the Antoinette doll, which is the mascot of the label. I have the one with blue eyes. The 5678s did a real-life cameo in Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 1. One of the songs performed in the movie, titled Oh Woohoo, is on the B-side of this 10-inch.
Just
It almost sounds like the lead singer is saying, "Hey, Lolo," which is short for Paloma, which is the mascot of my show. From San Juan, Puerto Rico, we have Davilis 666 playing the tune El Lobo, which is the first track from their 2008 self-titled album put out there by In the Red Records. El Lobo translates to The Wolf in English. I have some very foggy memories of seeing them play in Oakland, California, 2019. They did absolutely rock. Clearly, I do remember that. From Stockholm, Sweden, we have the Viagra Boys with Lick the Bag from their 2020 EP on limited edition 180-gram blue wax titled Common Sense. It was released in Sweden on Year 0001 Records. Looking back through my show transcripts that I keep, I found the second track played on show number 7, Mini Splits and Doses, Skrilla Cats and Palomas, was a Viagra Boys tune from their newest album. As the norm, I gave an anecdote about how cool this band is, and I do, in fact, feel the same way. By the Time You Realize by the African psychedelic garage rock band WITCH, which is actually an acronym for We Intend to Cause Havoc. These folks are from Zambia and started to play music in the 1970s, and there are a couple of surviving members that still play out today. They recruited some other members and wrote this album we just had out titled Zengo, which was released in 2023 on Desert Days Sound Records and was created just for this release. Abby and I saw them play in Austin, Texas at the Empire Control Roman Garage October 22nd, 2022. I framed up a super dope screen print poster from that night. They shared the stage with Os Mutantes, another prolific group.
Bye, my love.
The Last Silver Bird by Os Mutantes, which appears as the third track from their 2021 album titled ZZYZX on Beyond Before Records. Seeing Os Mutantes perform a couple of times has been a fulfilling experience. The first was in Austin, as noted above, and the second was in Amherst, Massachusetts at the Drake, actually not that long ago. As a matter of fact, I want to say last summer. If you have a general understanding of the band's history in Brazil, it creates a special type of environmental headspace for viewing today. Os Mutantes is a tropicalia band formed in São Paulo, Brazil, in the mid-1960s. This genre of music combines Brazilian samba, bossa nova, and American psychedelic music as a canvas for protest against the fascist militant dictatorship that Brazil found itself in at that time. Of course, there were other reasons for creating music within that time and space, specifically tropicalia during that time, such as having a creative output. Which I can understand, being in a stifling, politically corrosive environment. Over the decades, there have been several lineup changes and personality shifts, yet keeping some of the original traits intact and sound. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Staud's Wet Groove Records show number 14. International Wax Vibrations on WMCB LP 107.9 FM. Greenfield, groove up and get down.